This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Former President George H.W. Bush will make his final trip to Washington next week. As AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports, a state funeral is being planned for the 41st president, who died Friday at age 94.
The late president will return from Houston in style.
We'll be sending Air Force One, which is a special tribute that he deserves very much.
It's standard practice for the military aircraft to transport a former president's remains, though it will not go by the call sign Air Force One. President Bush will lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda from Monday evening until Wednesday morning before a state funeral at Washington's National Cathedral.
3 days of mourning and 3 days of celebrating a really great man's life.
The ex-president died at 94, 7.5 months after his wife Barbara. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Leaders of the Group of 20 Nations meeting in Argentina have agreed to fix the world trading system, but only 19 agreed to support the Paris Accord on fighting climate change. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
It took all-night negotiations, but leaders of the Group of 20 agreed to fix the world trading system, and President Trump and the other leaders signed the G20's final statement. A senior White House official says it acknowledges flaws in global commerce and calls for reforming the World Trade Organization, a body Trump has repeatedly criticized. The official also notes language on workforce development and women's economic development, and that China has committed to doing infrastructure financing on, quote, transparent terms. The U.S. did not sign on to a commitment to support the Paris Climate Accord, though the 19 other leaders did. I'm Ben Thomas.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump met with Chinese President Xi Jinping for more than 2 hours after the G20 summit in Argentina, with both sides saying the meeting went well. Trump's chief economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, said the dinner meeting went very well. Chinese state television's English service said that after January 1st, no additional tariffs will be imposed and negotiations between the two sides will continue. Since July, the United States has imposed tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods. China has retaliated by imposing duties on $110 billion worth of U.S. goods. Last month, the United States accused China of not changing what it called unfair trade practices. China said the United States had started the largest trade war in economic history. Nearly 100 people, including 16 police officers, were injured and more than 200 arrested after protests turned violent in central Paris Saturday. As AP's Zaria Shakali reports, for the third week in a row, protesters angry about rising taxes clashed with French police.
Protesters, including some wearing black hoodies, piled up large plywood planks and other material in the middle of a street near the Arc de Triomphe and set the debris on fire. Police fired tear gas and used water cannons to try to push back the protesters who gathered around there. Some demonstrators responded by throwing large rocks. The monument was seen late in the day tagged with the words, "The Yellow Vests Triumph," in reference to the fluorescent vests protesters wear. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The World Food Program is warning that millions of people throughout Yemen who depend on commercial importation of food will go hungry because of fighting around the port of Hodeidah, Lisa Schlein reports.
WFP spokesman Hervé Ferhousel says around 20 million people do not receive food assistance from international organizations like his own. He says they purchase their food on the market and depend upon the arrival of commercial ships.
The food today is already very, very expensive on the market because that's not a lot of food. And if less boats arrive, that price will increase even more.
The UN calls Yemen the worst humanitarian crisis in the world and warns more than 3 years of warfare has put some 14 million people on the brink of famine. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And veteran leftist Andrés Manuel López Obrador was sworn in as Mexico's president on Saturday. The 65-year-old took the oath of office in the lower house of Congress, pledging to bring about a rebirth of Mexico after what he called a disastrous legacy. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.